From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we have sex and sexuality on HBCU campuses, that's historically black colleges and universities. Also, we go take a drive down Bible Road with photographer Sam Fentress. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Louisiana. The legislature there is struggling with an age-old problem. Black residents want more black judges in their district courts, but because the elections for judges are district-wide, black candidates rarely get elected. So the State House passed a bill that would create a majority-minority judicial district. That would mean at least one African-American judge would likely get elected in a district that's only had white judges up to this point. So there's just one problem with the new sub-district. It would be too small to be considered representative by constitutional standards. Looks like it's time to go back to the drawing board. Still, majority-minority sub-districts are nothing new to Louisiana. Similar efforts are up and running in Jefferson and East Baton Rouge parishes. And in national news, the Pew Research Center just released a poll of American Muslims. Three-quarters said the use of suicide bombings is never justified. But the most surprising news came from African-American Muslims. Native-born blacks make up 1 in 5 American Muslims. They're also far more likely than immigrant Muslims to say they support al-Qaeda. Only a third had a very unfavorable view of the group. Nearly twice as many immigrant Muslims felt that way.